This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, 91.5 WSGN. I'm Esther Chamakili. Alabama's Senate race is a huge topic of conversation after allegations of sexual assault against Republican candidate Roy Moore. Five women now say Moore pursued or sexually assaulted them in the 1970s when they were teenagers and he was an assistant district attorney in his early 30s. The conversation is flowing through talk radio, where some listeners remain solidly behind Moore. WBHM's Andrew Yeager reports.
It's quiet. The sun's not up yet, and the city lights poke through the windows at the studios of 105.5 WERC. Executive producer Wade Smith is checking several computer monitors to make sure everything's ready for this edition of Alabama's Morning News with JT.
It's just going to be a day where we don't really know what to expect, but we know where the show is headed.
In other words, Roy Moore is the only thing on people's minds. Host JT Nicewander launches right into it.
Good morning. It is 6 o'clock. I'm JT. It is time to get this Tuesday morning rolling. Is it time for Roy Moore to step aside?
They're just minutes into the show when producer Wade Smith answers the phone with an unexpected caller, Bill Armistead, Roy Moore's campaign manager.
Love days when that happens. Sometimes people just call us out of the blue from campaigns.
They find time for him.
Joining us now, Bill Armistead, who is Roy Moore's campaign manager. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, JT.
Well, this is number five now as far as women.
Armistead says Moore is innocent of allegations of sexual assault. He says Democrats and establishment Republicans have made it up to keep Moore out of Washington, and the campaign will prove it.
There's a lot of information that we believe is very credible that'll demonstrate that these charges are all cooked up. So All I can say, folks, is stay tuned. We're going to do our best to get it out there as quickly as we can.
All right. Very good. Bill Armistead.
That's the campaign's official response. More supporters calling in are just as adamant.
So you believe all of this is fake news? All of this is false? And it's
absolutely
all...
Absolutely. They did that with President Trump. They tried to do that with Jeff Sessions. They don't want him there because he does not give up.
For others, it's about not wanting to vote for a Democrat. In this case, Moore's Democratic opponent, Doug Jones.
I'm willing to vote for anybody rather than him.
Anybody but Doug Jones. Ellen, what about if it's proven and she was 14 at the time, 40 years?
I don't care about that. Look, we lived through 8 years of a sexual predator in the White House. We had Bill Clinton, and we all lived through it, didn't we, including the Democrats?
Tony's got us on over there in Birmingham this morning. Tony, good morning. You're on Alabama's Morning News.
Hi, good morning. I have to wonder, where are all the other women over the last 40 years that he should have had some sexual misconduct with? Pedophiles don't usually change their M.O.
In the control room, the calls keep rolling in.
Okay, what's your name? Tim, hold on 1 second. Alabama's Morning News, you come about the Roy Moore situation? Okay, what's your name?
A few callers say the Moore story has made them too uncomfortable, and they'll write in someone or just won't vote. One says she was a Moore supporter, but it was the press conference with the fifth Moore accuser that changed her mind.
I put myself in her shoes at that age, and her statement is there's credibility to it, and I can't in good conscience vote for Judge Roy Moore. He really needs to withdraw at this point.
Most callers say they're sticking with Moore. Consistent throughout is distrust of the Washington Post, which broke the story, and Republican leadership.
And I think this is bigger than the judge now because McConnell, frog face up in Washington, wants to make sure that Trump doesn't have anybody up there to help him.
There's no doubt a big push from the Republicans, some in there that don't want him in there. Did she call him frog face? I think I heard that. All right, that is it for us. Thank you all for the calls.
Host JT Nicewander says it's been this intense since the Republican primary, and he expects it to remain just as heated even after the special election December 12th.
It's Alabama politics at its worst, or best, depending on which way you look at it.
And plenty of fodder for talk radio. For WBHM, I'm Andrew Yeager.